And thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
28711.
And your first and last name?
Diane Taylor.
Taylor. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
53 Walker Town Road.
And do you know a Gary Taylor?
Yes.
Okay.
Could you tell me what this
is? He ordered our tactical bag on May 31st, paying $7.95 for shipping and handling.
Right. Okay. There's a $58 charge for some reason.
Well, I see that the $56.95 charge was declined. Now, this was a... It was declined. This was a welcome gift for you joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store where you only had to pay the shipping and handling. And in the terms and conditions, it stated that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $67.32. That starts your first month membership and invites you a $125 gift card to the online discount shopping store.
Okay, I don't want any of that because I got a warning from the bank. Everything's been declined. I want our account closed.
Okay, ma'am, so what I could go ahead and do for you is issue you a 50% refund.
No,
this will also
I want...
cancel the account to prevent all future charges.
No, cancel the account.
And you should see that refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I have your cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Okay, hold on. Okay, go ahead.
That's C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
2604.
Okay.
35455.
Okay, now I'm not going to be charged any of that because I got to call my bank back so I can have my card reactivated.
Yes, ma'am, there won't be any future charges.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome, and is there anything else I could do for you?
No.
Thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.